Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, taking selfies can be a life-threatening proposition, and going quacking around in San Francisco just got a little tougher. Updates ahead.
Quacking around? What the heck is that?
You'll have to listen to find out.
Every year, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra plays a unique holiday concert in Sacramento. It's just around the corner. We'll be speaking with Al Petrelli, music director, about this year's show, and we'll tell you how you can get tickets at 3:20.
At 3:35, you have the chance to call and be a player in our first Travel Guys Trivia Challenge. We'll take three contestants, listen to the show carefully, and you might be going cha-ching with prizes by the end of the hour.
We have Save the Best for Last at 3:55 with two items, one involving the Oktoberfest in Cincinnati, the other the anniversary of Marriott's gratuity envelopes for housekeepers.
Always making you a smarter traveler. Welcome to the Sunday afternoon edition of The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I'm a traveling man, king of the road, riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Yes, sir. We are the Travel Guys here on KFBK. I'm Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations, sponsor of our show. To my left, I'm Tom Romano, and we're both in studio for the first time in a little while.
In a while, yeah. You were gone, then I was gone, then you nicely put together that. You know, we don't do a lot of shows like this do a lot of recycling of things from time to time, and we try not to do that. We try to have fresh new things unless we get something that's really good. But it just struck me that since I was going to be gone, it was pretty much impossible for us to put together a show. That
I got heard a lot of good comments about people getting a chance to listen to Barry Manilow again.
And yeah, were good. Those were all good interviews. And because in Sacramento, all those people don't always come here. So sometimes you have to travel. Plus, I have said before, whether you're traveling across the country or down the street, it's all travel.
Speaking of traveling, last week when we did the Best Of show, I mentioned that I was in studio putting things together, and you were off to Mackinac Island. I understand that went well. You got to experience a lot of cool stuff. Share and make us all a little smarter travelers.
We spent a week in Michigan. I did with a group of sports leisure travelers and a group of a dozen people who were part of our group who were from Queens, New York. So we had 24 people from California, a dozen people from Queens, and two folks from Kansas, all together in a group going up to Mackinac Island. And I will just tell you, we had, first of all, Mackinac Island is in northern Michigan. It's just off the coast there before you go into the Upper Peninsula and in Lake Huron. And the weather there, you're in a strait, and so the wind can blow very strong, and the weather can be really icky, and they have some incredible winters there. Mm-hmm. But we got really lucky, because in September, sometimes the weather just turns spectacular, and that's what we got, 2 days of 70 to 75 degree weather. And we stayed in the Grand Hotel, which, if you've ever been to Mackinac, seen the movie Somewhere in Time, which was filmed there with Christopher Reeve, it's just one of America's great hotels. It's one of the 9 all wooden hotel structures in the country. The Hotel Del Coronado in San Diego is another one, and it's just very elegant. You have to wear a coat and tie to dinner in the evening, unless you're, of course, like us. And we had a great Gatsby event there with contests and receptions, and people dressed up in costume from the 20s.
Do we have pictures?
We do have a few. I didn't put them online, but I was Al Capone.
Sure, you do
okay,
that.
All right.
You were Al Capone?
I was Al Capone.
Oh, that I got to see.
And, and my assistant, Jesse, was Gloria Swanson. We had a really fun time. The folks at the Grand Hotel did a great job. And I want to tell folks, if you ever get a chance, you know, we live in California, so someplace in northern Michigan might not be on your bucket list, but this place should be. It's a really, there are no cars on Mackinac Island except for the ambulance, the fire truck, and any construction vehicles that might be needed to move something. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you call a taxi, you call a horse and buggy. You get around, and they say, you know, there's two kinds of fudge on Mackinac Island, the kind they sell in the shops on Main Street and the kind that the horses leave on the street. And it's a throwback. It looks like a place. There are no cars on the streets anywhere. There are no cars in the driveways. There's just the clippity-clop of horses' hooves going along. And it's just a really remarkable place. I don't know that there's any place in the country, quite like Mackinac Island. I mean, it's just, and the great thing is that to go to Mackinac, we flew into Detroit, and some people would say, ah, Detroit, but that's the home of the Henry Ford Museum, which arguably is the best museum in the country. If you, if you've ever been to the Smithsonian's or some of the Smithsonian buildings, they have, you know, 8, 10, a dozen of those in Washington, D.C. Think if all that stuff was combined into one building, and that's the Henry Ford Museum. And then Greenfield Village, which is right next door, is a collection of historic buildings that they have gathered together and recreated kind of a historic village. So you have an indoor museum and an outdoor, if you will, living history village. And it's really neat. We ate in the Eagle Tavern, where they have no electricity in the tavern. So you eat by candlelight. Even, you know, during the day, the windows are not all that big, so it's a little kind of dusky, and it gives it a real feeling, and the food they serve is food that was served in the 1850s. And it's just, I tell you, Michigan is really the shores of Lake Huron. There is a place, we didn't do this on our itinerary, but the next time we will. There's a place where you can take a glass-bottom boat. They're the only NOAA station in the country that's not on the coast is in Lake Huron, on the shore of Lake Huron. Mm-hmm. Why? Because there's all these shipwrecks there. The amazing thing is the water in the lake is a lot clearer and a lot less disturbed than in an ocean where there are shipwrecks. You can take a glass bottom boat out on Lake Huron and see shipwrecks through the bottom. Is that not a cool idea?
That would be outstanding.
The next time we go there, that absolutely is going on my list. And dare I say, we've gone to Mackinac Island a number of times, and we don't always stay at the Grand Hotel. It's expensive, but it's an experience. It's just, you know, you feel like that you have been put somewhere back in time. And because there are no automobiles and there's these kind of sound effects all over the place and occasional smells, it really is a throwback. It's a great place. The Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. If you ever get a chance to go there, I highly recommend it.
Thanks for sharing. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. And at the beginning or close to, we always fire up the music. Fire up. There it is. I knew it was there somewhere. Bring you an update on the travel news with Mark Hoffman. Mark, what you got?
Thank you, sir. We mentioned in the headlines at the top of the show that taking selfies can be a bit of a hazard. You need to be aware. Not only is selfie taking being frowned on in many social circles these days, but it can be downright dangerous, like a Japanese tourist who was killed after falling down a staircase at India's Taj Mahal on Thursday. According to an eyewitness account, the BBC reported that the man was seen taking a selfie at the mausoleum's royal gate when he slipped and fell. The 66-year-old man lost consciousness immediately after the fall and was later pronounced dead after being rushed to the hospital. He was accompanied by three other people, one other of which fell down the stairs, fracturing a leg in the process, taking a selfie.
And you say, people say that cell phones aren't dangerous.
A guy was fatally gored by a bull taking a selfie during a bull running festival in Spain last month. So, you know, I'm just saying, and here's it talking about selfies. Here's another selfie story. Mm-hmm. Tourists are taking selfies in Costa Rica and interrupting nesting sea turtles down there at Costa Rica's Austinal, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, wildlife refuge on the country's west coast. It seems that it's the season for the sea turtles. There's a picture of it, of the sea turtles to come nesting. And the crowd got so large that they had to call in national police officers to assist the park rangers to get visitors back. Tourists were taking selfies with the reptiles and even touching them, arresting small children on top of them. Thank you very much for that comment, because I was going to make one that was a little, what the? What are you people doing?
My gosh.
Come on, folks.
Remember last week we replayed one of your great lists, and it was things not to do while on vacation. Wrong kind of selfies, and interrupting nature is probably
should be on that. Can you believe
that?
That people, I mean, that's beyond tacky. Okay, let's see here. What else do we have in the news pile? Alaska Airlines is expanding their service out of Portland, just like they have done out of Seattle. They are now serving more Midwestern destinations from Portland, Kansas City, Minneapolis, and Omaha. Get added in February so you can go to more places in the country on Alaska from Portland. Why is that important? Well, because four times a day you can fly to Portland on Alaska Airlines. They're a pretty good airline. It's not as far out of the way as Seattle, and if you could get to some of your destinations in the Midwest, that might be another option for you. Plus, Alaska's fares tend to be fairly competitive. Remember a couple weeks ago we had Ryan Quinn on, Tom, and he talked about the the new company that he was a part of, Outdoorsy.
Yeah, Outdoorsy. Uh-huh.
You could that where you could rent your, you could share your RV when it was sitting in your driveway. You
exactly.
rent it to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, here's another a new one. This is called Get My Boat. Stay overnight on a docked boat.
Okay.
So Outdoorsy is for RVs, and Get My Boat will allow you to spend overnight in a docked boat.
Does it say whether it's okay if you take the boat out on the water, or is it just
it's not just
a sleepover?
It's just a sleepover. They've got 35,000 boats in their inventory in 143 countries.
I wonder how many people have like a 9-foot boat and it's trying to rent it out for somebody to nap in.
A rowboat or something like that.
I'm sure that's not what they were thinking. But
here's a new attraction. If you're going down to the Golden Gate Bridge, if you like walking across it or biking across it or taking the hop-on-hop-off tour bus, there's something new. The Roundhouse Cafe, which was the building on the northern viewpoint. It's been out of service as a restaurant for a number of years, but now it's reopened. The visitors can nosh on local, sustainable, and high-quality American classics such as apple pies from Christine's Upper Crust Pies, hot dogs from the Fork in the Road, Bodine's chowder-filled bread bowls, cookies by City Baking Company, and Peerless Coffee. That sounds like fun if you're walking across the Golden Gate Bridge. Let's see, what else have we got? The Ducks. Speaking of San Francisco, the Ducks are out of business.
The Ducks being the, they're a tour vehicle that's amphibious, mm-hmm. meaning people have probably seen those.
They have these in many cities.
And they would drive around the city, and then they would find a place to enter the water, mm-hmm. probably over by the bay somewhere.
So see, yeah, because that's where the water is.
Yeah, the Ducks are out of business?
Uh-huh, they are. Not because of bad business, but just the man who runs it, and they run the motorized cable cars in town, just said that, you know, it was too much of a struggle. Their business was getting better, but that there's a lot of competition in San Francisco. I get from this press release that what's happening, we talked about this before we went on the air, is that there are so many of these sightseeing vehicles in San Francisco now, people are really getting fed up with them.
And there's been some accidents.
And
I
there
understand.
Has, yes, a tour bus. And now you have to have the driver can't be the guide because a lady got hit by one of these motorized cable cars in the spring and killed. So now it's a driver does one thing, guide does another, which really is the best idea when you're in a city anyway. But then the driver doesn't make as much money because he's not doing two jobs and the company has to hire another mm-hmm. employee. So who knows that didn't play some role in it. But you cannot go ducking in San Francisco anymore. Uber update. You can now get Uber in Las Vegas. Maybe sort of. Clark County rejected Uber's request for a temporary business license. But the state of Nevada has said that it's okay. So it's okay for Nevada, but it's not okay in Clark County, which happens to be Las Vegas. So stay tuned, I guess.
I'll tell you what. We got a lot of folks coming back from the iHeartRadio Music Festival, which was Friday and Saturday. And I will get an update as to if any of them had an opportunity to give Uber a call. Whether they got a Lyft or not, that'll also be the case.
I'm curious about something here. Last news item of the day. If this has happened to you, feel free to go to TravelGuysRadio.com and just write us a little note. Leave me your email address and I'll contact you. Have you ever gone online to look for an airfare, seen the price, gone back an hour or two later on the same website from the same computer and found out that the fare has jumped? And did you wonder if, you know, maybe some tickets just got bought on that plane and this price went up? Or maybe the computer knew that you were back looking at that. If that's ever happened to you, I would love for you to go to TravelGuysRadio.com and drop us a note, and I'd love to talk to you about that, because we kind of think we're on to something here, but we'd like to get a little more evidence, some more anecdotal evidence before we go from there. And that is your travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And when we come back after about a 3-minute break, we're going to be talking to Al Petrelli, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I think it's about their, 19th or 20th visit to Sacramento. That's coming up next. Listening to the Travel Guys on KFBK. I'm Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. We're the travel and entertainment guys, as you well know. And it's that time of the year. It's time to visit with one of my favorite people, and certainly one of my favorite bands, or should I say shows. And we're talking about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming to Sacramento area not that long from now, December 2nd. Tickets went on sale this past Friday. And in the background is Oh Come All Ye Faithful, one of the tunes that you're going to hear on this year's show. And bringing on the air with me right now, one of my favorite guitar players of all time, Al Petrelli. Al, welcome to the Travel Guys in Entertainment.
Oh, my friend, thank you so much, and thanks for taking time out to talk to me today, and it's good to hear your voice. I hope all is well in your world.
Absolutely. Really enjoyed last year's show, and a lot of water under the bridge since then. You guys stay extremely busy, and, you know, before we launch into what people can expect at this year's show, and I know you got some new tricks up your sleeve, I want to remind folks that the Trans-Siberian Orchestra has been doing this for a few years. They have raised a lot of money for charity along the way, over $12 million. Al, tell folks how you guys raise money for charities when you go from city to city.
Well, it's kind of the community giving back to itself. You know, Sacramento has been a great town for us. You guys have embraced us as part of your own and certainly adopted us as part of your holiday tradition. My boss, Paul O'Neill, the creator of TSO, years ago decided that, you know, let's just take a dollar from each one of the tickets sold and let's put it back into the community. So it's actually you guys giving back to yourselves. We're just kind of tapping people on the shoulders and saying, hey, you know, it's the holidays and there's a lot of people who need a little extra help. This would be a good way to do it. So
always enjoy that moment at the beginning of the show when you bring out that giant check with thousands of dollars to go back to the community. You know, Al, you've had a rather extensive career, and people should know you're the musical director of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and have been since, I think, about 2001. Let's go ahead. I know this is what people are most interested in hearing about, is what to expect at this year's Trans-Siberian Orchestra show.
Well, this year we're going to do a new rock opera. We've decided to bring out one called The Ghost of Christmas Eve, which is a DVD we filmed back in, I think, 1998 or 99. And, again, it's become a perennial favorite with people. They love the story. They love to put it on around the holidays. Paul O'Neill and myself and some of the other guys decided we're going to kind of blow the dust off of this one and just perform it in its entirety, which is kind of cool because it's almost like a greatest hits collection. It, you know, it has songs from the first two Christmas records that are part of this new story that Paul wrote around it. And a lot of folks in the Sacramento area have been saying, hey, you know, you didn't play this song last year. You didn't do this one. Well, we're going to try to accommodate as many people as we can by playing as many of the songs as they're asking for. And, of course, we'll have all the, you know, the usual suspects will be out there, you know, songs that people just really enjoy watching us play, not only listening to, but watching as well, because the production is just, as you know, so over the top. And, again, this year will be a lot bigger than it was last year, like it is every year. So, and it's cool to do a new show because it keeps the band on its toes and it keeps the audience, you know, wondering what they're going to do next. So it's exciting for everybody involved.
Now, for those in the Sacramento area, particularly that listen to this show, are big KVIE public television channel 6 worth watching. And the program that you're doing this year was based on a multi-platinum DVD and long-running PBS fundraiser. And yeah. And here again, tell us just a little bit about the storyline.
Well, the story, it's very Paul O'Neill, and he's got this knack for writing this, these awesome Frank Capra-esque tales about, you know, a teenage runaway who finds shelter in an old abandoned theater. We happened to film it in an abandoned theater in New Jersey all those years ago, and we had Ozzie Davis be the narrator for it. He stars in it along with Michael Crawford, and Jewel came out and did a performance with us in this film, and it's something, you know, loss and redemption. I mean, one of Paul's favorite topics. He just has a couple of different clever ways of presenting it. What's interesting about it is we did it, I guess, 18 years ago, and when we filmed it, I was in a different mindset back then because I was much younger. And now to rewatch it now and to revisit these songs at 53 years old, they've only almost taken on a new meaning, you know, because my children have grown up right alongside of TSO after 20-something years. So
yes,
it's changed all the years, you know. So it's fun for me to revisit it, and it's also going to be a lot of fun for the folks in the audience to watch it unfurl in front of them.
A little taste. I can hardly wait. Now, Al, we're talking with Al Petrelli, musical director for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Once again, tickets went on sale this past Friday. The show is coming up Wednesday, December the 2nd. Last question. You know, every year that you have a show, there's more fire. There's more lasers. There's more bells and whistles. And if you've never been to a TSO show, you know, you might want to bring along your sunglasses. Do you have a few more tricks up your sleeve for those that are regulars?
Always. One of the things that's paramount to us is to change the show up every year and make it bigger and better than it was last year. And a lot of people, you know, they're like, nah, you couldn't do that. But if you've looked at the trajectory we've been on since 99 when we first started touring, it's grown up from, you know, like, you know, 20 or 30 lights and a fog machine to 18 tractor trailers full of goodies, you know. So, yeah, I won't ever disappoint anybody. It'll be bigger. There'll be more. And it'll be stuff that we do that they're like, how did they do that? You know, we've had a busy year on a lot of production. Things have been, you know, pen has been put to paper and then, you know, it's been built. So I don't think anybody who's seen us before will be disappointed in what to expect this year. And also people who've never seen us, they're just gonna be like, oh my God, that was ridiculously over the top.
Well, I hope you get yourself a lot of rest. TSO taking on 60 cities across North America, performing 100 shows. I'm going to throw another little piece of music in the background here. One of my favorites, the Christmas Canon. And Al, I want to thank you. Thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes with us, and look forward to seeing you on stage on December the 2nd, buddy.
My friend, thanks for so much for talking to me. All my best for your family, and I'll see you really soon.
Awesome.
Can't wait.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, brother. I'll see you.
Another great interview there, Mr. Romano. Thank you for snaring that one.
Merry Christmas.
One of these years, I'm going to get out to see. Yeah, Merry Christmas in September, nonetheless. All right. The news is coming up next. But after the news, you get a chance to play in the first ever Travel Guys Trivia Challenge. We're looking for three contestants. The categories, the questions are going to come from today's travel news, state capitals, and also questions from previous shows, things that we've talked about on previous shows. So if you're a loyal Travel Guys listener and you'd like to win a $50 gift card for Bed Bath & Beyond or The Gap, you can call us right now, 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. 921-1530, 800-834-1530.
We are the Travel Guys. See you in about 3.5 minutes. Welcome, everyone. It's the Travel Guys on KFBK. I want to thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us. We're here every Sunday from 3 to 4 o'clock.
We need one more contestant.
You can find us at TravelGuysRadio.com anytime you like. You can also go to iHeartRadio, to the app, or to iHeartRadio.com, and there you can get podcasts.
921-1530.
Yes.
Yeah, 800-834-1530. 921-1530. We need one more contestant.
One more contestant.
We have Kim and Larry. We need one more contestant for Travel Guys Trivia. So pick
up
the phone.
Tell them what they're going to win, Mark.
What are they going to win? They're going to win a $50 gift card from Bed Bath & Beyond or The Gap. Your choice for the winner. The way this is going to work is, in just a moment, we're going to put three contestants on the phone. We're going to ask them trivia questions one at a time, move from contestant to contestant. They will be allowed to miss two. So they can miss on this. It's two strikes and you're out. You can miss one and stay in, or you can and keep going. And we're looking for somebody to be the last person standing, basically. And they will win the $50 gift card. 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. If you think you know a little bit about the Travel Guys radio program, and also one of the categories today is state capitals. So 921-1530, 800-834-1530. Yes, sir.
Well, we've got our third caller coming in right now. Yep. Louise is going to go ahead and grab that one, and then we'll get started.
And then we will be ready to go here. And we're going to have three of these Travel Guys trivia challenges, one each month for a few months. And then we'll bring our three winners back and we'll create a Travel Guys trivia champion.
All right. With that being said, let's make it go.
Okay. It's Travel Guys trivia time.
Wow. All right, Luis, can you put our three contestants up on the phone here? Let's see. We have Kim, Larry, and Connie. Kim, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Larry, can you hear us?
I certainly can.
Okay. And Connie, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the way this works. Don't only answer when we direct the question to you. Just all three of you are on the line at the same time. You'll get a new question each time. So no, the questions don't carry over. So you can miss one and stay in, but as soon as you miss the second one, you're done. You guys all got that?
Yep.
Okay, excellent. Kim, Larry, and Connie are ready. Mr. Romano, you have the first question.
Okay, my first question goes to Kim. Kim, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. This is something that was in the travel news earlier today.
Uh-oh.
All right. What San Francisco tourist attraction has gone out of business?
The Ducks.
Ah, very good, Kim. Very good. Okay, you'll get 5 seconds, by the way, after the question. And when the buzzer goes off, then you have to give us your answer. Or that will count as a miss. Okay. In the news today, Larry, we talked about staying overnight on a boat. 3 weeks ago, we interviewed one of the founders of Outdoorsy, a new online company that helps people share their what?
Houseboat.
No, I'm sorry, Larry. It's sharing their RVs. Outdoorsy is sharing their RVs. All right, so hang on. That's one strike. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
That was a tough one for him because we had that story about people that are now sharing boats.
Sharing boats.
Okay, Connie.
Yeah.
Connie, are you there?
Oh, no, yes.
Okay, Connie, we're going to do state capitals. How are you in history or current events or whatever this is? Okay, you ready? Here we go.
I guess we'll find out.
All right.
We'll know soon.
What is the state capital of Montana?
Oh, gosh. I'm thinking of a town in Montana. Oh, 5 seconds. Butte.
No. Sorry.
Okay.
Helena.
There you go. Helena. Okay.
So Larry and Connie each have a strike.
Back to Kim.
Kim. So we're back to Kim.
Okay.
Kim, your question comes from, this is from a previous show. This is a true or false question. When you are traveling internationally, you should register with the U.S. government through the STEP program online. True or false?
False.
Okay, Kim's answer is false, but actually the STEP program that's one you should register for, so not correct. Everybody has a strike now. Larry, you are next. Tom has a question for you.
Okay, Larry, we're going to do a travel news question. It was something that was on today's travel news. Okay, so here we go. Which airline is expanding their service from Portland to Midwestern cities?
I was listening. That would be Alaska.
There you go.
Very good.
There you go. Very good, Larry. Okay.
You're still in the mix.
You're still in the mix.
Thank you.
Everybody has missed one. Connie, let's see. What do we got here for Connie? We have, here's a previous show question, Connie. True or false? The famous Sacramento hamburger stand, Jim Denny's, has opened at Sacramento Airport. True or false?
Jim Denny's?
Mm-hmm.
False.
That's correct. The Sacramento hamburger stand that is open at the airport is the Squeeze In. So, Connie.
Yay,
Connie, you're still alive.
Okay.
I knew the step question.
It's sudden death now. Here we go.
All right. Back up to Kim. Kim.
Yes.
We're doing a state capital with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. The state capital of New York is?
Albany.
Very good. Kim stays alive.
Hysteria runs rampant here in the studio.
Very good, Kim. Let's give Larry a state capital question, too, here, Tom.
Okay. All right, Larry.
All right.
Are you ready? State capital of Washington. And, of course, we're talking about Washington, the state. The state capital of Washington would be?
I believe it's after the beer, Olympia.
Very good. Yes, sir. State capital Olympia. Moving on to Connie. Connie, we have a true or false question from a previous show. When buying a timeshare, you should always check pricing on the secondary market before you buy. True or false?
I listened to that.
When buying a timeshare, you should always check pricing on the secondary market before you buy. True or false?
True.
That's correct. Our trivia folks are just rolling along here, Tom. All right, back up to the top for Kim.
Kim.
Yes.
All right, we're going back to today's travel news. All righty.
Okay.
Which West Coast city has announced expanded Uber service?
You did talk about that. Las Vegas.
There you go. There you go. Kim is still alive. Let's go to Larry and ask Larry. Larry, this is a previous show question.
Okay.
The CEO of United Airlines was recently fired because of the airline's poor customer service ratings. True or false?
50-50. False.
False is correct. He was actually fired for putting on a special flight from Newark for a guy that worked at the Newark airport trying to get their contract extended for their hub there in Newark. So, yes, that was false. Okay, Connie.
Connie. All right. State capital time again. Okay.
I have Sacramento.
All right, Connie. The question is, state capital of Ohio is?
Ohio? What is a city in Ohio? I don't know.
Would you like to make a guess? Did she make a guess?
She didn't make a guess. You want to take a wild shot?
No, I can't even think. I'm in my car.
Bummer. All right, we lose Connie. Now we're down to just Kim and Larry. So
thanks, Connie. Okay.
Whoever survives, we got Kim here. Kim, Southwest Airlines is adding a nonstop flight this fall from Sacramento to what city in Idaho or Montana?
I have no idea. I'll guess. Idaho or Montana? Boise.
Boise is correct.
Oh my gosh.
What a great guess.
It always pays to know at least one city.
Yeah. Okay. We're back to Larry now, Tom.
Okay, Larry. We're back to from today's travel news, okay? In today's travel news, we mentioned that an old restaurant has reopened near the San Francisco Bay Area landmark. Which Bay Area landmark in San Francisco has this restaurant reopened near?
I would say Pier 39.
No, unfortunately, it's the restaurant at the Golden Gate Bridge. So, Larry, that's strike two. Our winner is Kim. Kim, you've won $50 in gift cards from either Bed Bath & Beyond or The Gap. And we're going to put you on hold. Luis is going to get some information from you, and then we'll contact you. And then in January, you will be invited back and have another chance to win some more prizes when we have our travel trivia challenge playoff.
Great. Thank you, Mark.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. Here to make you a smarter traveler. And I can tell you, this little trivia contest that you cooked up, Mark, certainly has done that.
Those folks were pretty good. We were almost out of questions. I was starting to get a little bit worried there that we were going to have to go to our...
I only had two state capitals left.
I was flat out empty, except for the tiebreaker question here. If Larry had answered that one correct, we would have on to the tiebreaker. Anyway, yeah. Kim, congratulations for being the winner on the first ever Travel Guys Trivia Contest. We're going to take a little break here. We're going to come back. A few weeks ago, we did a thing on the radio. We talked to a man from Cincinnati about the Oktoberfest there.
Which is, from what we understand, the largest Oktoberfest like anywhere.
Anywhere. And they had it. We talked about them having a chicken dance, a giant chicken dance, and all the wonderful things.
The weenie run.
Anyway, we had a wonderful interview with the guy, and he sent me an email on Monday morning. Or Tuesday morning, saying that, you know, here we've put the interview up on our website and indeed they had. So the biggest Oktoberfest in the country, the first thing that you saw when you got there was the Travel Guys Radio interview. So we have a little tribute to the folks in Cincinnati that we have come up with. And then also we have another thing in Save the Best for Last. You know, a year ago, Tom, Marriott Hotel started putting gratuity envelopes in their hotels, and there was a little controversy, and it's been a year now, and so we have a little bit of an update. I have an interesting commentary from a gentleman who is a road warrior type traveler. So all that coming up on the Travel Guys. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
And you can listen to the Travel Guys, all the past shows, at TravelGuysRadio.com. We are the Travel Guys on KFPK every Sunday, 3 to 4 o'clock. I'm Tom Romano. To my left, Mark Hoffman. We're brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations.
I understand those Sports Leisure Vacations people are having a big gathering in a couple of weeks.
Yes, yes, yes. October the 3rd.
The 3rd, yes. We have over 600 people registered for Tour Preview Day. We have about 50 spaces left, all for the afternoon show. And so if you're an active mature traveler and you would like to find out about what Sacramento's premier travel company has to offer you, you can go to Travel Guy, you can go to sportsleisure.com.
Yes.
And or you can give us a call on Monday and you can get registered. There's a $10 fee which is given to charity. And one of our charities is, you know, the cemetery that's on the military cemetery, that the new one that's on the way between here in San Francisco?
Right. Yeah.
By Dixon.
Sure, sure.
So every year at Christmas, they put wreaths on all of the graves there.
Yes.
Which is not only a massive labor project, but also costs some money.
Does.
Because you've got to buy all those wreaths.
And they do all the flags on,
exactly.
On Memorial Day.
So one of the things that the $10 admission fee to our preview day goes to is we have four charities, and one of them is that it helps to buy the wreaths for the holidays. And we're going to give our folks an opportunity, if they want to this year, to even go out and help put them on. We also support Sister Libby at the Mustard Seed School down at Loaves and Fishes for kids who are traveling through town homeless, don't have a place to learn or escape from whatever their reality might be. So anyways, if you are a mature traveler and you're looking for something to do a week from Saturday, we would love to have you out at the Red Lion Wood Lake Inn. You can give us a call. We had Kim Corbin on the radio a few weeks ago.
She did.
Before Burning Man, and which has been over now for a little over a week. And Kim told us all about it, about Burning Man out in the desert.
She had gone to 21 Burning Men, I think.
So I wrote her a note, and I said, how was Burning Man? Your radio buddies are curious. And this is what she wrote us back. It was epic, amazing, dusty, cold, hot, exhausting, exhilarating, inspiring, magnificent. All followed by a smiley face. I got home late last night and my brain is mush at work right now, but I'm sure I'll be back to my old self tomorrow. Burning Man is the ultimate jet lag.
I bet you there are a few people that maybe have gone to Burning Man either this time or in the past would agree 100% with Kim.
I think they probably would, but I thought that was extremely well put. Maybe we'll try to catch up with Kim in the next couple of weeks and get her on for a couple of her observations. We have a Sports Leisure Vacations winner each week. We give a travel card away to someone who has traveled with Sports Leisure Vacations in the last couple 3 weeks. We haven't had a winner for a couple of weeks, so the jackpot is up to $300. It's a $300 travel card. It is for Yuki Hashisaki. Yuki Hashisaki, who went with us to Phantom of the Opera on the 9th of September, call the Sports Leisure office Monday or Tuesday, and you will win a gift card worth $300 off of your next travel adventure.
Good luck.
Good luck to Yuki.
Now, Mark, wanted to take a couple of minutes and talk about, a year ago it was, that we were talking about Marriott's gratuity envelopes in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And what update do you have with
us? Well, and I'm a strong believer, as you know, that housekeepers should be tipped in hotels.
Me
and
me
so
as well.
This is a gentleman, Jacob Tomsky. He's a travel veteran. He has written a bed called A Reckless Memoir of Hotels, Hustles, and So-Called Hospitality.
He's written a book or a bed?
He's written a book. And he says, on the one-year anniversary, he says, some people, about the envelope, some people need to be guilted into tipping, or at least steered through the process. Housekeeping is the most thankless job in the hospitality business. When it's done correctly, you never even glimpse the person who delicately cleaned your room. This is America. We tip here. We keep the currency circulating at the micro level, hand-to-hand, giving tax-free cash to the people who we feel need and deserve it. When we go abroad, they love us because we tip there, too, sometimes too much. But it's an act of kindness. It's hard to show kindness in today's world, and truly nothing really nothing, says thank you like a gratuity. The meaning of the word is, after all, thanks, especially for a housekeeper. It's like a gift certificate that applies to the whole world, for back-to-school supplies, for drinks after lunch, for a cold soda, for anything. So if you don't want to utilize the envelope, don't. Maybe write a nice note, or refrain from trashing the room like a filthy animal. But don't grow indignant because Marriott has added a wonderful extra for the hardest-working employees in the hotel business. Perhaps these indignant guests should try cleaning 15 rooms a day in then see. Then maybe we can see if they wouldn't appreciate a small gratuity for all the effort. So, besides, how much you paid for the hotel room, are you really going to miss $2 or $3?
Honestly, amen to all of that.
Yeah. So next time you're in the hotel room, think about the person who maybe just went a little extra mile to make sure that the pot that you're sitting on is clean, and the shower you're standing in is clean, and the sheets are nice and all spread out on the bed, and everything's wonderful. And if they're not, why, then you're not staying in a good hotel. But I applaud the folks at Marriott for doing that for their people and making it putting it a little bit out in the forefront, getting people to talk about it a little bit. So pony up a couple bucks next time you're in a hotel.
Excellent. A little tribute now to our friends in Cincinnati. Got their big world's largest Oktoberfest coming our way.
Yeah, they do. And we're not really a music station, but well, let's hear a little of this.
Wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, W.
A lot of people don't know there's a second verse, Mark.
Absolutely. Yeah. So great radio for those of us who are in radio. This is a great song, but hang in there with us because we're gonna let you hear a part of this song that I'll bet of all the WKRP programs you listen to, you've never heard this.
Up that highway, leaving you behind. Hardest thing I ever had to do. Broke my heart in two, but baby, pay no mind. The price for finding me was losing you. Memories help me hide my lonesome feeling. Far away from you and feeling low. It's getting late, my friend, my love, I miss you so. Gotta go.
See, I bet you never heard that part before.
Only when I've listened to the whole song. Your favorite WKRP episode.
Oh, the dropping the turkeys out of the helicopter for Thanksgiving. Les Nessman describing turkeys falling in the shopping center parking lot was a classic.
As God and my witness, I always thought turkeys could fly. Mine was the one where they accidentally blew up the radio station. They had abandoned to the transmitter,
uh-huh.
Not knowing that the transmitter site was where the bomb was.
Oh. Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of.
So as a salute to the folks in Cincinnati who made the Travel Guys famous in Cincinnati, why we wanted to share a little bit of and I never even knew that was a whole song.
It was.
What's the name of the guy who did that?
Steve Carlisle recorded that. It was a release. I have no idea how far up or down the charts it ever went, but if you go to YouTube and search a WKRP, the full song, it'll pop up and you can enjoy
how
it.
How many radio guys do you know that wandered up and down the dial?
Oh my gosh, pretty much
pretty much everybody,
yeah,
huh?
I was the lowest on the dial was 650, which is right over here down the hallway.
Yeah.
And the highest on the dial was 1320 or 1360 out of Modesto. How about you?
Until before you got here? Well, I was at 1240 KSAC and 1380 KGMS is the only places that I've been on the air before we wandered here to News Radio KFBK.
The top of the dial at 1530 AM.
And 93.1 FM. So, comes to the conclusion, another great episode of The Travel Guys. We premiered our first trivia contest today. We'll do that again in a month or so. And talk to the man about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Be sure to get your tickets. They are on sale. We will be back next Sunday at 3 o'clock with another great show for you.
Be listening during the week for Mark's travel tip of the week that you'll hear either mornings or afternoons right here on KFBK. Thanks. Stay well. We'll see you next time.